From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Began. University of Missouri system officials doubled down on their push to improve diversity in the four-campus system. The announcement yesterday came almost a year after protests sent shockwaves through the system's leadership. KBIA's Carter Woodiel has more.
UM system officials said they're making clear progress on the goals they laid out last November, but also unveiled some new benchmarks they plan to hit. Kevin McDonald, the UM system chief diversity officer, said the school plans to double its proportion of minority faculty members in the next 4 years, bumping that number up to just over 13%. Despite the group's optimistic message, interim system president Mike Middleton said he knows the initiative won't be finished overnight.
Well, the fact of the matter is it does take time. And I just hope that our students will have the patience with us and trust that we are sincere and serious about getting this job done.
Middleton said he probably won't be around to see the end of the system's pro-diversity work. The UM Board of Curators are expected to find his permanent replacement by the end of the calendar year. Carter Woodiel, KBIA News.
Legislation requiring voters to present valid photo identification at the polls will likely make its way past Missouri Governor Jay Nixon's veto and on its way to Missouri voters during today's legislative veto session. St. Louis City NAACP President Adolphus Pruitt said that if voter identification requirements were implemented in Missouri, they would disproportionately affect communities of color and Democrats in general. Similar legislation has been struck down by various state and federal courts for being discriminatory and unconstitutional.
What Missouri is trying to do is more restricted than some of the other places where those laws have been stricken. So I would tend to believe that the same would happen in Missouri, but I can definitely tell you that if it passes, we're definitely going to challenge it in the courts.
Republican Senator Will Krause said that this is a common sense bill that will improve the integrity of elections and prevent voter fraud. If Nixon's veto on the bill is successfully overridden today, the legislation will go to ballot. Nearly 50 people attended a new church at a hotel in Columbia, Missouri, Sunday morning. Stony Creek Hotel is the temporary home for Anthem Church, which is led by Pastor Stan Hayek. Hayek says any location could have been an option for their church on a minimal budget.
Everything from abandoned warehouses to schools. The people here at Stony Creek, they'd actually worked with the church plant for the previous 5 years, and so they were used to working with churches, and that church has since got their own building.
The church is a splinter from Cornerstone Church in Ames, Iowa, which has planted about a half dozen churches in Iowa, this being the first outside of the state. Hayek says they hope to plant at least 20 more churches across the country wherever they feel they're being called. I'm Riley Began, KBIA News, Columbia.